It's Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. You know, so I've seen some recent articles in Advertising Age branding magazines, so some trade magazines, and before that in the Wall Street Journal and the Tribune's Los Angeles Times about the revival and the return of some brands that we used to buy and they thought we thought they were gone forever. And what got me thinking about all this is the buzz this week about the return of Hostess brands, the Twinkies, the Ding Dongs. Actually, that's tomorrow, July 15th, returning to store shelves. And I don't know if you knew this, but I think the Twinkie was created in Schiller Park, Illinois, and that is one of the plants that they have decided to remain open. So joining us for this conversation is Kevin Pokorny. I call him a pop culture enthusiast, and he's going to help provide a little insight into this new trend of reviving brands. Hey, Kevin, welcome to the program.
Hey, Dave. Thanks for having me here.
Absolutely. So while some brands and favorite products die because no one is interested in anymore or their usefulness has been replaced by something that's been technologically advanced, there are brands out there that have also gone away because of poor company management or leadership rather than consumers giving up on the product.
Right. And what you're talking about this morning, or this afternoon here, is the Hostess Twinkie. My goodness, we're talking about folks who, for years and years, as moms and dads now, remembering the Twinkie. Could you imagine the Twinkie going away? You not being able to expose your child to that wonderful treat.
Well, you know, what's funny is when they went, you know, we got to think about this. It filed for bankruptcy protection in January 2012, but really the brand only went away a few months ago, and people went in the stores and went crazy and bought everything.
Right. What better advertising you want than that? My goodness, it was on every television news show, every radio news show, and people lined up in the streets.
eBay even, they were selling the boxes for like $200 a piece to get them because they thought they were going away forever.
You know, I heard about a friend of mine, really big time into Frango mints.
Yeah.
By the name of Dave Plyer.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Who got into, when he thought that Frango mints were going away, it was, how many boxes in your attic right
well,
now?
Well, they say Marshall Fields on them. I still don't like that they're not made here. That's
right.
My biggest complaint.
I understand.
So, you know, let's talk a little bit about the Hostess Twinkie. So, you know, this is a brand, and again, it was on the brink of extinction, and there's a company, Apollo Group Management and Metropolis and Company, who bought the snack cake portion of Hostess, which was really the more popular Wonder Bread, and there's some other, obviously, ancillary brands that they sell out there as well, but, you know, Ding Dongs, Ho-Hos, Zingers, all those other things. The guy that bought them is Darren and Evan Metropolis. They're brothers, by the way, 29 and 32 years old, CEOs of Pabst Brewing Company. So here's two guys that obviously, even at a young age, value these brands. They bought Schlitz, Blatz, PBR, Colt 45, and they made these beers cool again. I mean, there's advertisements right everywhere for them.
Well, you take a look at just the brands that you're mentioning here. These are not brands that 20-year-olds, maybe even 30-year-olds, are going to understand. It's the middle-aged folks who remember going to the fridge at their grandfather's house and seeing these products in the fridge and not seeing them anymore. And there's the excitement, and there's your marketing group that you're looking for.
And what's nice about the Twinkie, I don't think you ever have to refrigerate it. I think it's good for at least a few years.
Is this one of those fallacies? I don't know.
It is a fallacy.
Movies made about this.
Well, one of the things that they're saying is they have figured out how to extend the shelf life slightly, but it's really about 30 days. I mean, that's really what they say that it's good for. So the return of the Twinkie happens this week. And again, as I said, that brought us Twinkie the Kid, and you know, everyone always questions what's actually, you know, the Twinkies filled with.
Originally filled with,
yes,
banana filling.
Really?
Yeah, banana flavored filling.
So something flavored or banana filling? Okay.
And then they went to the cream. Bananas in short supply during World War II forced them to go from banana filled to a simple cream filled.
All right. So they, well, and again, whatever that cream filled is made out of, I'm not quite sure. But they're darn good. They're
absolutely
darn good, I got to tell you. So there are brands that are out there, much like Hostess, coming back this week, that saw its shelf life either diminish or somebody else saw an opportunity. There's a company in Chicago called River West Brands that does that. They find these old brands.
You're going to find River West like a rash all over these things. These guys are on top of this stuff. As I'm going through, I went through a candy store through in Barrington a week or so ago, the Sweet Spot. Had a conversation with a very nice lady that worked there. Astro Pops, if you remember those.
Yeah.
Conical shaped candies. Those are back. There's a company called Leaf that is doing this. And I started getting into conversations with her about, hey, whatever happened to the Chuckles? Yeah, the Chuckles are back. We got those too. They've been repackaged.
Candy
as well.
And sodas is what I've seen
huge
a lot of.
Stuff.
The retro sodas you can get at World Market and Cracker Barrel and all kinds
there's
of places.
There's two that I'm still trying to hunt down.
Uh-huh.
If you remember, Bub's Daddy Bubblegum is one of
okay.
those that is on its way to being repackaged. Wacky Wafers, Garbage Pail Kids. Remember the little candies in different shapes?
There's a Wacky, those they do trading cards. I've seen those at Target.
Wacky Packages.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
So Polaroid is one of these that kind of went away. I mean, they were synonymous, you know, with instant photos and the one-step camera.
Right.
And the brand was bought, you know, in 2009. Polaroid began distributing still cameras, digital video cameras, and photo frames. And they're also, by the way, they also sell, and this spun off to another company, but Polaroid started in the 1930s as selling sunglasses, and their sunglass line is back all over the place. I've seen it everywhere. And now they're in $1 billion in sales. Here's an interesting one, White Cloud toilet tissue. Now, I remember the Bears doing the commercials and so forth for White Cloud. Charmin abandoned the brand in 1993, and then they took the mascots for White Cloud, the Bears, and they brought them into Charmin. But for 20 years, this brand went down.
And now Walmart has it.
Walmart has it as a house brand.
Right.
So, but it was bought first by a smaller organization. They bought it, and in 2013, what happened? This year,
2013, Consumer Report ranked the tissue number one in quality and value
after being gone for 20 years. So they made a conscious decision. No, we're going to focus on one toilet tissue brand, and then the other one just went off. So another, you know, so it's pretty incredible. Eagle Snacks.
Yep, originally owned by Anheuser-Busch to complement the beer snacks. You want something salty to get you thirsty?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Brilliant.
Absolutely. Sharper Image, okay, that was really a retail brand.
Who didn't like going into Sharper Image and trying all the different funky things that they had there? You sit in the chairs, get comfortable. A lot of people started backing it. In 2004, Sharper Image's sales began to drastically fall.
Mm-hmm.
And the company tried to revive itself by introducing a couple different products. Those failed. Sharper Image name is now licensed.
Products
as a product, yes, yeah. Product ban to sell products through third party realtors retailers like Bed Bath and Beyond.
Yeah, Best Buy. I think Office Max has
some
stuff too. Close Up toothpaste. It was launched in '67, and that brand was all but dead in the early 2000s. And a company very similar, like the one we mentioned earlier, Church & Dwight, which also owns Arm & Hammer and AIM toothpaste, they bought it with a bunch of other toothpaste brands and revive that brand as well. So it's amazing. You know, something, you know, like Fill Your Rim with Brim, that was gone for 10, 12 years, and that bounced back out of nowhere.
What a product.
Yeah. So here's a funny one. I didn't even know about this one, and you sent this over to me about Rexall drugstores. The largest drugstore chain in America, in its heyday, over 12,000 stores. It was in business from 1920 to 1977.
Right. Sundown, a maker of sunscreens, was acquired by Rexall trademark in 1985. They continued to produce nutritional supplements, remedies under a different name, Rexall Sundown. And recently, Dollar General became one of the exclusive retailers for Rexall branded products.
And it's a chain up in Canada. It's actually a drugstore chain still sitting up there in Canada. So, you know, I'm gonna throw some brands at you. You tell me if they're alive or dead.
I like this. This is a fun game. What do I win? What are the prizes for this?
I don't know if we have any prizes for our guest today.
I saw some WGN pens on the way in.
I don't think those. You have to pay for those.
Okay,
The Swanson TV dinner.
Dead.
It is dead.
No longer in existence.
Brill cream.
Alive and well. A little dabble, do ya?
It is.
I
still
believe
being
it
sold.
Was. It was supposed to be the dry look became popular. And then the advertisement plug went from a little dabble do you to they'll love to run their fingers through your hair.
Right,
remember
exactly.
that one?
Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. Now, this is a local one.
Okay.
It's Bouchel. I don't know if you remember Bouchel, the carpet cleaners.
You know, Dave, in anticipation of you bringing this to my attention today, here you go.
Okay.
For furniture cleaning at its best, call Bouchel now at
Bunsen 32700. Yeah, that's
a
classic.
Who doesn't know that?
They're
man?
Still around. They just don't advertise
right.
anymore.
They are still around. They're doing. They do. Yes, flooring, tiling. They do furniture cleaning. All sorts of stuff.
How about Löwenbräu?
Löwenbräu, Löwenbräu, Lion's Brew, as it is called.
Let it be Löwenbräu.
That was is still alive and well. Mm-hmm. They actually became part of Anheuser-Busch Busch Beverage Company. That was 2004.
Montgomery Ward is still around,
but yes.
as an online retailer.
It's only online, absolutely.
Ben Franklin. There's still Ben Franklin stores out there.
Okay, so I called this morning a Ben Franklin that still exists somewhere in Wisconsin, got store hours and everything. Mm-hmm. They have the old sign up front with the key. Remember the skeleton
yes.
key in their sign?
Yes.
Still up there. Fantastic stuff. Love it.
Well, cool things, Kevin. Thank you so much for sharing some of this with us today.
I'm happy to be here, man. I could do this for hours. How much time you got?
that was about it.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, buddy. We'll see you next time.
Yep.